My love life is very complicated.
Oh, I understand you. I feel, well, a little bit the same because, you know, boys come and go, and what should
Would
I
say about
think?
the
But don't worry, love is love. You can find a girl for you, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, mine is a little bit complicated. You know, she wants to be with me, but she wants to, you know, just focus on her career too. You know, it's not that I'm not helping out with her career thing, but still, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand you. And don't worry about, maybe she can decide what she wants.
Last year I made a mistake. It was kind of I agreed to my mom dad about the engagement thing with some other girl. The thing was, I was unable to talk with my parents about the girl I loved. So we had we had clash in between both of us. Like, we didn't talk, block each other. There was lots of things. You know, that month was headache for me. And then after a month, I just took a decision that, I don't want to get married to someone else. I need to be with the one I love. But things was already complicated. She thought that, you left me in between. How can I trust you? So from that day itself, I guess it's been a year. I'm just trying to convince her it's not that, it's not that. I don't know. She wants me, but she don't want me.
But there is always that one thing in a girl's mind. They want something, but they don't want it. And you don't have to be scared. You know, it's
Exactly.
okay, but she needs time to decide.
Yeah, exactly. But how much time, I mean, it's been an already year, I'm still giving her time. I'm not talking to her. I'm not even disturbing her with her career thing. It's
Oh,
just fine.
and how long is this? I mean, from month or two or year? I don't know. I
My
mean,
relationship?
yeah.
It's been 4 years.
Oh, that's really so much.
Yeah.
And how much time you don't talk to her? I mean, 1 month or two, you don't
Like,
talk to her.
I mean, we really talk with each other. It's not that, but not the way we used to talk earlier, you know?
Yeah, I understand you. I'm a girl and I know what maybe one girl think, but at least I try to see what one boy think, because you know, boys can cry. Boys are not robots.
My, you know, my thing, you know, my love life is very interesting. You know, my love story is very interesting. We met each other like online through WeChat.
Oh.
Yeah, the app called WeChat.
Oh, I have WeChat, by the way.
It was just kind of, you know that thing in WeChat, throwing bottles, writing message and throwing bottles.
Oh, yeah, I know it. And
Yeah, so that was the day, it was evening, like 5 o'clock. I never used WeChat. It was the day, my friend told me, you should use WeChat once, you find some girls and all that. I was just like having fun. And that was Sunday, and I just woke up at evening, and I just took my phone and just started WeChat. I said, let me try WeChat, what exactly it is. And I tried it. And the first bottle I got was from her. It was saying hi. And I was like, I replied her with a voice message, hi. And I don't know. She liked my voice. And she
no.
said, yeah, she said that I like your voice and the way you said hi, how are you, what's up, and all. And she was like, okay. And then we started doing that walkie-talkie thing in WeChat. I mean, there was some features called walkie-talkie in that earlier, like 4 years back. And we started talking on WeChat through walkie-talkie. Then we shared, we exchanged our number. And I was kind of calling her up, waking up morning. Like I have my own business, so like I wake up early. Like I was brushing my teeth, like call her up, and she was like, "Why are you calling me in morning?" I mean, she was not agreeing to exchange a number earlier. We were just chatting around, and I just told her, "You keep my number." I gave her my number, and she was like, "Why are you giving me your number? I won't contact you." I said, "Okay, fine. If you feel so, just contact me." And she was like, "And you are very much into like, yeah, you know." Then I was like, "Okay, fine." And then at the end of the chat, I again wrote my number and I sent it to her, and she was like, "Why are you giving me your number again?" I said, "You don't have to scroll up and find my number to contact me." So I wrote them my number again. And she's like, "Yeah, very smart moves, huh?" I said, "Yeah, but very experienced you are."
That's a great story. And when was the first time you met her in real life? I mean, you instead of text. When was the first time?
Okay, that's very strange to hear that, but might be last year, 15th of September.
Oh, and
Yeah, I mean, after a
what?
long time we met, because I usually can't go out from my place because like business thing and all that, I'm like unable to travel. And she can't come out from her place. Like, of course, we live in India. I mean, it's not easy to convince our parents that we are going here and there and all that. Like, we are very, kind of a restricting thing and all. So she was unable to come here to meet me up. But at last, she came.
Oh, she
I
came.
Yeah, at last she
That's
came.
great.
Yeah, after a long time, she was like, "Okay, fine. You are not unable. You are unable to come here. That's fine. I'll come there, meet you up. I know you won't ever come there." And I was like, "Okay, fine. You come here. I'll just, I'm not able to come there." So we choose one spot, and we went there, stayed together, had fun, roam here and there, on bike and all. It was fun.
That's great. And how to say it now? I mean, she was shy then or
No,
something.
we were very confident with each other. We were very free with each other. It was like we had met many times and all. It was very normal. But at the airport, I went to pick her up at airport at it was night, already 12 o'clock, and I was like, taking my own videos, like when she's landing, when she's landing. I was and flight was delayed already. So I was just like, "Man, what to do? What to do?" And she like, "Why don't you just jump from flight and just use parachute and come here?" And I was looking for every person. When flight landed, she came out. I was looking for every person. Okay, she's here, she's here, she. But she was not there. And then suddenly, she was like, "We already checked our heights. We were already into heights. Okay, what's your height?" I said, "My height is like 5'9". And I asked her, "What's your height?" And she was like 5'5". I said, "Okay, fine. You're very short." And then, when she came out from the visitor's gate, and I don't know, she said that, "Bring me a water bottle. I need to. I'm very thirsty. Just bring a water bottle." I said, "Okay, fine." I just took chocolates and all that thing also. So I just ran, just looked at her, ran through the whole lane, and I was like, hold her up, pick her up. I don't know. It was a different thing.
You say
I
it
felt
was
different.
fun.
What?
It was fun.
Of course, it was fun.
This is a really nice date. It sounds like a really, really nice date. I remember when I met my ex-boyfriend, which
Okay.
it was like 3 months after we broke up. Just one day, I decided to travel with the train because I had enough money, and I said, hey, why not? I will go to see my best friends. And yeah, so I came to the train station, I catch the train, and I was in the city where my ex-boyfriend lives.
Okay.
And I called him, hey, I'm on the train station, can you come take me? And he came. It was like, I don't know, my heart just flutters when I saw him coming. It was
so cool. Is it something like you miss your ex-boyfriend still?
Maybe, yes. I'm not sure about that because...
So what happened with your ex?
He had depression before really so long time. I mean, before we broke up, he had a depression. And I tried to save him from this, but...
Depression. Depression for what?
Because he thought that I will leave him for another boy, that I don't want him. But I told him that this is just stupid things. It's not that. You don't have to worry.
He was having insecurities, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was feeling so. Every boys have. Come on. Even girls do have that.
Yeah, that's right. But at the end, we had an argue and he told me, just forget me, we broke up, and that's
seriously
it.
So that was the reason he broke up?
Yeah, this is the sad truth behind us, because
so do you still have your boyfriend?
No, I don't have boyfriend, and maybe I don't think that I want boyfriend because now I have to study.
Okay.
And for me, it's better to study.
Yeah, that's really nice. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 18 years old.
Okay. I'm 29, by the way.
Oh. That's it.
Yeah. Now, where are you from, by the way?
Bulgaria. And you?
India.
Nice. I like Indian cereals, like...
Have you? Of course, you haven't visited here any time.
Oh, thank you. So, we have to end up. It was nice to talk with you. And
yeah. So what's your name? We didn't know our names. What's your name?
Ellie.
Oh, okay. My name is Ravi.
Nice name. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Ellie.
So we have to end this podcast. So I hope you're like the talk with me.
Of course.
And hope to see you again.
Hope you liked to talk to me.
Oh, it was great.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
So guys, it was nice to make a podcast with him. So we talked about love, about everything in the love, how we met and what we saw and everything about love. So I hope you like this episode in Anchor, because it was nice to record with him, and I hope to record with some of you in the next podcast. Wish you good night, because here in Bulgaria it's night. And yeah, wish you everything best, smiles, love, and all the happy moments. This is from me, Ellie. Bye.